Happy New Year! Welcome to 2021 on Loving Yourself Completely. I'm so excited for this episode. We have been waiting for so long, I feel like, of putting it together and getting all your questions rounded up. It's our sex episode, so it's a little explicit. There are some crazy words, very vulgar. So if that's not your thing, I totally understand. This is a very special episode to me because I do love talking about intimacy and things, and this is not what this podcast was originally about, nor is it going to turn into that. But this one episode, I really wanted to answer some of your questions and really get into our bodies. It's a part of ourselves emotionally, physically, mentally, sexually. It's everything. So I did put off this episode for a while because I wasn't sure how it would fit in, but I'm pretty excited about it. And I have to say, this is a no judgment zone. I am so open with everything sex wise. And I was actually really excited to address some of the questions that I feel like maybe an outside perspective can go on. Again, judgment free zone, everything stays anonymous. And my guest today, her name is Alicia. We have known each other for a very long time, at least 15 years. We share a birthday. And she's just one of my dear, dear friends. And she's very nervous to come on, but she did it for me. And I hope you guys really love this episode because I had an absolute blast recording it. I felt like I was back in high school again, giggling with my girlfriend, and we laugh a lot, and I hope you guys do too. Enjoy. And here she is. This is Alicia. How are you doing today, Alicia?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So, thank you so much for doing this with me today, even though I had to drag you in because she was a little nervous, but it was better than one girl I had asked previously a while ago said she was scared to say the word penis. So I was like, well, that's not going to work.
Like, not at all.
I probably asked a couple of people and it was a no-go.
I got your back.
I know you do. I know. I was like, and you were one of the last people I wanted to ask because I was like, she gets so nervous.
I do.
But then I was thinking, it'll probably be a lot of fun having somebody that's a little nervous because you're honest.
Very
honest. At least you're honest. Yeah. Okay. So first, I want to know a little bit about you. How old are you?
I'm 31.
And are you in a relationship?
No.
No. When was your last relationship?
About a year ago.
About a year ago. Now, have you had hookups in between?
Yes.
So you like playing the field and things like that?
Yeah, here and there.
Here and there? You like a booty call, maybe?
Yeah, maybe here and there. I have, you know, certain people I can call.
Yeah.
When I need something, and then, you know.
When was your last hookup?
A couple weeks ago.
A couple weeks ago. Any good? Worth calling back?
Meh.
Isn't that funny though, because girls can do that, girls can be like eh, but guys are always like yeah, I've got some, like it's always good for them.
I mean, don't get me wrong, it was good, I'm not gonna lie, but I mean, you know, who knows,
you're gonna like write it in your journal
right now. Probably not.
Okay, so have you done dating apps
for like a week? Maybe
a week, maybe. Now, did you get like hits, or was it just something that you're like, this is not how I want to meet somebody?
I was like, this is not how I want to meet somebody.
Yeah. I've heard horror stories.
Like, I talked to a few guys, and then I was like, no.
My one I'm friend, over it. She was on a dating app and like had been talking to this guy for months, and they met up, and it was who he said he was, like all the things. They ended up having like a little get together at a hotel room, all the things, and then he blocked her. So she's like, okay. So she started like digging in more. I cannot remember the details of how she found this out. It wasn't his name. He was married, didn't live in the state that he said he did, and he also had children.
Oh my goodness.
So she found him on See, Facebook, like stalked his whole life. Like had a fake name. He was in town on business. That's of course why he wanted to meet at the hotel. And she's like, okay, like she wanted to do it anyway. So she's like, I'm down. He didn't force me, but found out it wasn't even his fucking name.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, background check
That's
forever.
Horrible. So yeah.
That's what I said.
I'm good. You don't know if people are telling the truth. I'm good.
No. Well, that's why I said it's scary. I'm like, that's easy how easy people can lie and they're not traceable really. I guess it's kind of hard to be untraceable now, but if the person was good.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Right.
Okay, let's see. What's your favorite position? and why?
I'd have to say doggy style.
Yeah.
I just really like it that way. I seem to get it.
Yeah.
Get off very well on that position.
Yeah. I feel like that's guy's favorite too. Not mine.
Not mine.
I don't mind it. I'm not like, no, but I don't know why I like to be face to face. Like, I like to be near your face. I feel like, I don't know, like when I hear you talking to me or like can see your expressions, I feel better. But I'm not like, oh, missionary is my favorite. I fucking hate missionary.
I mean, it's not like my absolute favorite. Yeah. I do like that position. Yeah. I do get off a little easier in that position. Yeah. But laying on my back and face to face.
Yeah.
Me being on bottom, I seem to get off a lot easier.
Yeah. See, and I hate, like, because people are like, oh, missionary is so boring. But, like, if you do it the right way.
Exactly.
It can be fun. Or, like, we have the swing. That's another way I can be face-to-face. I'm like, that's my favorite right now. Because it's not like, oh, I'm a starfish. Like, I'm actually up. And, like, we're like, you know, or I like when he's sitting up. And I can be on top, but like him sitting up. I don't like right. Don't look at my double chin.
Don't look at my top.
Like I like to be looking at my face. So yeah, that's mine too. Okay. What's one thing you would tell your younger self about sex?
That I need to have more of it.
You hold back. We have, okay, a little backstory. Me and Alicia have known each other since we were, what, 15, 16?
Yep.
And we're now 30 and 31.
Yep.
And we've known each other a very long time. So I remember hanging out in your room with you and stuff. Like, we didn't really talk about that stuff.
No, we
like,
didn't.
It was, like, behind the curtains. Like, we knew each other did that stuff. But I was raised that it was not shameful, but, like, you didn't talk about
right,
it. And
yep.
That's what's so weird in the stigma these days is that nobody talks about sex. And, like, my one friend, I can't say penis out loud. Like, why?
Right,
like, you're
exactly.
Literally here because people had sex.
Exactly.
But we're nervous to talk about it, and everybody loves it, so... Why are we nervous to talk about what makes us feel good, you know?
Exactly.
That's kind of the same with me. Not have more, but not, don't be ashamed.
Right.
Because, like, I hooked up with quite a few people, and I loved it. I had fun. We
exactly.
lived together when we were 17, mm-hmm. and I had guys in and out. So, but I had so much fun.
Exactly.
And I was living my best life. But, yeah, so... Just not to do more of it, I guess.
To do more, but, you know, don't be so shy.
Yeah. You're very shy.
I can't help it. Hate it.
I hate it. That's what we're working on. That's the title of the show, Loving Yourself Completely. Okay, so do you have a favorite sex story? Like, if you were to think about your sex life from the day you lost your virginity to 31 years old, does one stick out to you? No, shut up. Are you kidding me? I'm going to get you back out there. Everybody who wants to meet Alicia, you don't have one. Do you have a worst sex story?
Yes.
Go for it. How old were you?
It was actually a couple years ago.
A couple years ago.
It was with this guy, and he just was so awkward.
Oh.
Like, it was like, dude, I don't even want to talk to you no more after this is over.
Like,
with.
He, like, wasn't talking, or he was, like, his movements were weird?
His movements were weird. Like
stiff as a board?
Yeah, pretty much, yes. Ew. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, what is happening?
You're like his mom. You're like, it's okay. Calm down.
Relax.
What's happening right now?
Do you want to drink a water? Like, just go. Get, like, relax, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
I think my worst one, we lived together with this guy that I was with. It started with an S.
Okay.
Okay. And he had the confidence and the swagger. Like, I was digging it at that age. But he wasn't packing very well. And a lot of times, guys can maybe work with that. Like, I gave you the benefit of the doubt. Most of the time, I was kind of drunk when we would hook up. But I remember one time, I was sober. And I'm sitting there, and my room was pitch black. Like, it was pitch black. I couldn't see his face. I seen, like, shadows of us moving around. And I remember thinking in my head, I'm like, is he here? very well. And I'm like, I hope so. Let me turn, I turn on the TV and like turn the volume down. While he was on top of me, I found myself glancing at the TV. Like, I was so fucking bored. Like, now, as, like, a grown-up, I would be like, get away from me. Go home. This isn't happening. Like, I wouldn't have even let him finish because, like, I'm not. I fell asleep.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I woke up when the TV flashed on my face. And he must have seen me the same time that it flashed on my face and I woke up. He's like, were you asleep? I was like, no, I was just resting my eyes. Like,
oh, my God.
I literally, like, I didn't know what was going on because, and I'm not loosey-goosey.
Right.
What's happening, buddy? So that was probably my worst because it felt like it lasted forever, but nothing was happening. Okay, let's see. Have you ever had a threesome?
No.
I have.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Would you have a threesome? I would have one if I had the chance.
Would you have two guys or two girls? With the guy, obviously. And, or two guys with one, with just you. Both?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
I think I probably... I mean, if they were just... if two guys were just me and not going with each other...
Right. I wouldn't like the two guys going with each other.
Right.
Yeah.
But otherwise, two females.
Yeah. I've done both ways. I've had two guys and I've had two girls. And I have to say, the two girls part was better. Girls are more comfortable
right.
in their bodies. And guys, because the guys weren't hooking up that I was hooking up with. It was just me.
Right.
And so me go like being moved back and forth, it was kind of, I could tell they were awkward. So I was like trying to make them both feel good and confident. But I was struggling in that because right. I was awkward a little bit. You know, I'm yeah. like, okay, like, are you going to punch him in the face? Or like, do you not want to be here? And then the other, like, it's been a couple of them. So it was just fun. But I was single for most of them except for one. One was with my ex-husband. So, but I was single for most of them. And I would recommend it for single people. I think it's a lot of fun.
I bet it
and is. When you don't have like attachments... You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, the feelings don't... Like, even me and Brett have talked about it, like... Brett's had threesomes in his past relationship. I have my past relationships. I've had one with him when we were not together. Like, so we understand the concept of it. But I feel like when your bond gets... Like, if it's not strong enough, A, I don't think it'll survive. You know what I mean? Like, that's what kind of broke up the trust in both of our relationships. Our trust was kind of wonky as it was. And then we're like, oh, let's fix it by bringing... Like, what the fuck?
Bringing
somebody else to destroy it all the way. Like, gasoline to the fire. But it was weird because, like, we've talked about it so many times. And we're like, because we're so strong together. But it's almost like, do you want to take a chance of, like, cracking that barrier to where what if it's something that's not repairable? But like we said, we've been together a long time. Who knows? You don't fucking know.
Right. You never know.
But it's something that's... I don't know. I don't know if I would recommend it for people who aren't solid.
Right.
That would be a strange topic if you weren't confident talking about your sex life altogether.
Dead.
Okay. Favorite feature on a guy. Which I say guy because Alicia's straight, but whatever you guys want. I'm cool with.
Their eyes.
Their eyes.
I really like their eyes.
What kind of eyes do you like? Like, it doesn't matter, or you just like them to sparkle?
Just to sparkle. So yeah. And you know... And I don't know. Yeah. Pretty much just their eyes.
Yeah.
And you gotta have a nice smile.
Teeth.
Teeth.
Teeth
are a big one.
Teeth are a big deal.
A really big deal.
It's one of those things where it can make or break, but you're kind of like, your personality's nice.
Right.
That kind of makes up for it. You can help me. I like hands. I'm like a hands person. I don't know why. I think it's like, you know, back in the day, you're like, if they have nice hands or nice feet, like, I associate that with being sexual, and it's like a huge, like, whew. Like, if I always, like, if we're messing around or something, I like his big hand, like, on my ass. I like to feel a whole hand, like,
right.
bigger than mine. I don't know why I fucking like it. Okay, so, kind of the same question, your type, like, do you like tall? White, black, Mexican. Like, what are we going with?
Well, I like white guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I could date a Mexican.
I think you haven't you? Or did you not?
No.
No, that's just me.
That's just you. And I know what? Who.
A couple of them. When she added me to Snapchat today. Literally woke up this morning. I'm like, what's up, dude?
Tall, skinny.
Tall, skinny. You don't like no dad bods? You like muscles, or do you
I like skinny, but I could do muscles.
Muscles. They don't have to have a six pack. Just
they don't have strong. To have a six pack. Yeah, just strong.
I like the V's, which obviously average girl most of them do, but I really just fucking love it. Like, what's wrong with it? Like, it was like programmed.
Right.
Okay. Now we're going to move on to some email questions, which I'm so glad you guys wrote into me and trusting me with your personal life stories and your questions. And again, part of loving yourself completely is emotionally, physically, mentally, all the way around. Okay, first question. Hi, I'm Sarah. Hi, Sarah. I'm 45 years old and have been married for 23 years. Before him, I was in a 3-year relationship and also had previous partners with an extremely exciting sex life. But as the years in my marriage have gone on, the sex has not. I've stopped trying. He's stopped initiating and it's at a halt. How can we fix this? Do I make the move? I'm not feeling my best. My confidence is low because we haven't had sex lately. I'm very sexual and so is he, so this is new for us. Love your show. I'm excited for this episode. Please help. My first thought, how do you still have that much pride in your relationship? Because that's relationships with pride. Like, you have to throw it out a lot. Like, you just have to get rid of it.
Right.
I feel like if you want sex,
you're gonna make it happen.
Yeah, but then if they're like, oh, they held out on me for 2 weeks, I'm gonna hold out on them for 2 weeks. I think that's stupid.
Very stupid.
I think that that's what can crumble something good you have. Obviously, you've been with them for 23 years. You had good sex for some amount of that.
Right.
For probably a lot
definitely.
Amount of that. Yeah.
Definitely.
I say throw your pride out the window. Get a sexy outfit.
Get it, girl.
Get some porn on the TV. I don't give a shit. Like, throw a vagina at a guy and they're not going to be like, I'm mad at you.
Right.
Still.
Exactly.
It's kind of hard to do
they're
that.
They're going
to
be like, let's go.
Yeah. Especially if you've been in a relationship that long. Obviously, he finds you attractive and... That's what I would do. Throw your pride out the window and all your feelings saying, oh, I'm going to do this to get back at him. I don't think that that's very healthy.
I agree.
You agree? I mean, I haven't been married for 23 years. Who knows? Maybe I'll throw bread out the window at 10 years. We don't know yet.
Exactly.
But how I feel right now, I would make him open the door naked with a vibrator on my vagina. What's up? You still mad at me? I've solved problems like that. It's world peace. Okay, next we have, I'm 32 years old and I'm struggling with the dating world right now. I am recently single from a 6-year relationship and it seems like everybody is playing the game in quotations marks. Do I play? I don't want anything serious, but the BS is so obvious it's hard not to call it out. Is it ridiculous at my age to do so and have the quote-unquote one-nighters to get to know someone or even just for fun? Feeling hopeless. 32, recently single.
Have fun, girl.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, if they are playing the game and you know it,
mm-hmm.
Like, especially if you're into guys your age, if you call them out on it, they'll probably find that attractive. Like, oh, shit, she's not
they
with the bullshit.
Might. Yeah.
Like, either you want to hook up or no, or this is what I'm looking for in a relationship or no.
Exactly.
I would play though.
I would.
If I was single right now, I don't know.
I guess I'm just too shy to.
Yeah, I feel like
many different guys because yeah. Believe me, I get messages all the time.
Oh, I know you do. You're like, I ghosted another one. I've watched your inbox and I'm like, you just don't respond. You're like, I just don't respond. Like, you just
yeah,
ghost.
Man, I read them and then I'm like, all right, cool.
Because it's almost like you can see the game in their message.
Yes, I swear to God.
Like, it's so obvious. Like, it's so obvious, especially as we're getting older. You're like, wow, how many times does that line work?
Right, exactly. And I swear, I'm like, I just don't get it.
Mm-mm.
And then some of them, I'm just like, why do you even think you have a chance with me?
You are so fucking low on my day. You're like, maybe if.
Right. Maybe
you're
not.
In my maybe pile. Don't give up. But not right now.
Right. Exactly.
You keep them in the what if step. back.
So, you know, I mean, I could go and message all kinds of guys on Facebook right now. And
you could literally go to 10 different houses.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
I could, but I'm just...
That's not your style.
It's not my style.
And that's okay. Yeah. And if she says, like, she's like, to quote unquote one night standers, that's not ridiculous. If you think it's ridiculous and you're asking for my opinion, I say no. And my opinion is what matters the most, so... You go for it, girlfriend.
Get
and if
girl.
You just want to do that to get to know somebody, do it. Like, there's no double standards. Guys can have a one night, or not a one night stand, a hookup on the first date, but girls can't. No, you're 32 years old. You're a grown ass woman. You're paying your bills. You're going home at night and you're sleeping exactly. in that queen size bed like the queen you fucking are.
Exactly.
Do your shit. Okay. Opinions on blowjobs. My new boyfriend wants one literally every day. Duh. But I don't know if I'm any good and get self-conscious with how I look and how to even do it. Oh, sorry guys. My phone or my laptop went on sleep mode. Hold me a moment. Okay. And I get self-conscious about how I look and how to even do it. Any tips or tricks for feeling good and looking like a goddess while going down? Alicia, I'm looking right at you, girlfriend, because I feel like I know something about you that I don't know if it's true still. Growing up, Alicia refused blowjobs, correct?
Yes.
You would not.
Right.
Did not.
Did not.
Refused. All refused. Flat out. Has that changed yet?
I've literally sucked one dick in my life.
In your whole life?
In my whole life.
And you've hooked up with quite a few people. Not like a million. Or, right. I'm not trying to make you sound like that, but I know you have. But you're a grown woman.
Yes. I mean, don't get me wrong. If it's with the right person, I might.
Yeah. Just, you're, you know. More like... I want to be in a relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah, like I would never go down on it. Oh shit, I'm not gonna say that. I have before, but now grown, I don't think I would do that on the first night, because like, where have you been? What's up? What's your middle name?
Like, if we're in a relationship, don't get me wrong, I'll suck your dick every day.
Right.
But until we're in a relationship, I'm sorry,
until
I'm not
I know I'm the only girl
exactly.
sucking your dick. Yeah, because whose mouth was on that last night?
Exactly.
I agree. Tips and tricks. So my tips are always don't worry about how you look, because you could literally have like a big huge clown face on and they're not going to notice rat's nest in your fucking hair and no noticing. As far as like tips and tricks go, I always say like the sloppier the better. Honestly, what do you think about like that? Like how, okay, when you gave your one blowjob, what was going through your mind? So that was your first one. Was it with somebody you were hooking up for a while?
No.
It was like a first time hookup?
No, oh, it wasn't a first time.
Look at me, I just talk shit.
It was not a first time hookup at all. It was, okay. We had been hooking up for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And he was just I'm home. You wanna come, let's go fuck real quick and
right.
go, you're good to go home.
Oh, that's fun. Thank you.
He was a fuck buddy pretty
yeah.
much. And
so you guys both established that's what it was.
Yes, exactly. We both knew that.
What was it? Now I'm like intrigued. What was your first blowjob like? How did I not know these things? We don't talk about it.
I don't know.
Again, girls don't talk about sex.
I didn't like it.
You hated it.
I hated it.
What did you hate about it? Like just a dick in your mouth? That's what you hated? You're like, I have a dick in my mouth. I can't think. I can't even breathe. My nose is getting stuffed up. What do I do?
Oh my God. I don't even know. I didn't like it. I don't know. And it just took forever to get him to even get off. So
now,
I don't
did you
know.
Use your hands?
I used my hands, my
lots
tongue.
Of spit, like you spit all like dripping spit. Like you did.
Like I don't know what.
Maybe he was on some. Or maybe he just could last a long time. Or he could tell you were nervous.
Who knows?
I always feel like I don't know why. Whenever I think of blowjobs, like, my epitome of, like, my favorite thing is, like, looking like a porn star. Like, you know where, like, they're sweaty and, like, they're just, like, spitting and their makeup's running down their face. Like, that's what I want to look like. Like, I want your dick all on my face. Like, I want it sliding on my face. I got my hands in there, twisting and pulling and bopping it. And that's what I like. I want to stick a finger in your butt. Like, here we go. I love blowjobs, but I think I love them because I don't have to do them long.
Well, there we go. Because I swear to God.
Because you give a good blowjob, it is
game over. Obviously, I wasn't doing a good job, or maybe.
I'm like, okay, do I want to give a slow blowjob and make my jaw sore for the next 30 minutes? Or do I want this to be quick?
Right, I don't know.
Ready for the hawker.
He wasn't giving me any advice, yeah. So I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. Or
guys are pretty boisterous. Took
forever. Because he did take for fucking ever. I was over it.
You know what's funny?
I was over it like halfway through it.
There's so many times where I tell Brett, I'm like, sometimes you take too long and my jaw starts hurting. He's like, I do that on purpose. Guys do it on purpose. I didn't know they could do that. They will like take their mindset out of it and to make it last longer. Because it doesn't happen all the time.
Right.
So they like want it to go. And I'm like, if you can finish in 3 minutes, I'll give you a blowjob right now. So the nastiest, sloppiest, wettest blowjob, here I come. You better come in 3 minutes. I'll be looking at the clock. No, I'm just kidding. Timer starting now. Alexa, set the timer. No, I'm joking.
Well, maybe, seriously, but maybe if he would have, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
He didn't say shit. So.
He's a douche. I'm rolling on with it because he sucks.
Maybe the next guy I do will actually give me some advice.
Look at him. And like I said, the looking like a goddess while doing it. You got a dick in your mouth. You look fucking incredible to him. Let me tell you. He's looking down at you and he's thinking, I have the best girlfriend in the world because I probably haven't washed my balls in 3 days.
Oh my God.
Thank God she's not mentioning how sweaty I smell. What a fucking goddess.
Oh, for real. True, true.
Okay. How do you feel about anal? And is it worth the hype? Yay or nay?
Nay.
Nay.
I've tried it a couple times.
Didn't work for you.
You never know. I've only tried it with maybe two people.
Yeah.
Maybe they weren't doing it right.
Probably weren't. Guys are so excited when you say it's allowed that they're like, oh, get it in as fast as I can.
Right.
Like, bro. Yeah,
seriously.
That's like, my butthole.
I would love to... have at it.
Yeah.
But the last two people that did it with wasn't a big fan. Hurt.
It can be painful.
It was very painful.
Yeah. I know with my ex, who you know, no. We were together, almost 4 years, and every time, I don't even think it got more than, like, the tip in. I was like, no. Mm-mm. Absolutely not. And Brett did it within the first week of us dating. But... I think it's all about the way you go about it. And because we were in that beginning stage, I was so excited. Like, I think I would have did it with any boyfriend in the beginning had they addressed it correctly.
Right.
And because you just do, you're like so on top of the world in the beginning. So that's where it started for us. And we used to go out to bars and stuff. So the first time I was very intoxicated. So it made it easier though.
Right.
And I knew what I was expecting and he knew what he was doing. Lots of lube, like whispers in your ear, like... not just focused on what they're doing. And I feel like it even helps me, even now when we do that, like I have my vibrator on my front part and my mind isn't so focused on like, oh my God, this might hurt.
Right.
Because as weird as it sounds, like you're told when you start doing that, like girls are supposed to push out. And that's the last thing you want to do is push out. They're like, it opens you up more. I'm like, that is literally... my fear right now is that I'm gonna like shit on you, exactly. Which is common. Ooh. And has been done. So I don't know. So worth the hype in the way that I feel like if it's done correctly, it is worth the hype. I've gotten off multiple times in a row while it's been happening, and we probably do anal, I'd say like once a month at least, probably during my time. I don't mind it, but if it's your first time, I would definitely highly suggest lots of lube. Let him go slow. Like, literally, it takes Brett like 10 minutes to get all the way in. Like, it is a very slow process because don't you fucking rush me.
Right.
And I'm not like those porn stars with a gaping wide quarter size butthole.
Like, my butthole's little.
My butthole is like the size of my fucking nose hole. Like, if that.
Right.
So you're trying
to get a million times smaller than your dick, okay?
10 inch long in there. No, thank you. So lots of lube and vibrator on the clit, I would say, is a win. Okay. Na, 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 na. How do you keep the spark alive in your relationship? Anal! No, I'm just joking. I don't even feel like it's spark. I feel like it's comfortable. I feel like honesty. I feel like when you're an honest person, definitely, and you're a loyal person, you're now my best friend. Mm-hmm. And when I look at you, I'm excited to be by you because I can trust you 100%.
For sure.
I trust him 100%. I've never had like a doubt. So I never have had anything in my mind telling me no. Now, you know, in my relationship, within 3 months, he had cheated on me.
Mm-hmm.
And there was always that, and he was always shady. I mean, you always were with me through it.
Always.
It was horrendous. I became somebody who I shouldn't have become because I was scared. And then I became even crazier because I felt like I always had to be one step ahead of him. I had to be quicker to get to his phone. I had to be quick to... I wouldn't tell him I'd get off work early because I wanted to catch him. And I always caught him. Right. I always caught what he was doing. He was always doing something shady. So in my new relationship, that was like, from day one, honesty, loyalty, I don't want to catch up. Like,
right.
And I never did. So I feel like that spark or whatever you want to call it is communication.
Honesty, loyalty, yes.
And loyalty. And I literally have never thought twice about it.
Right.
So I think that's my attraction. Obviously, he's fine as fuck to me. Right. Like, oh, damn. Like, I'll literally do anything you want. I don't care. 9 years in, I'll suck your fucking dick. Like, right out. Let's go. So I feel like that's really important. I don't feel like it only comes from sex. I think, how does that person make you feel every day, all day long, on your shittiest days? Okay. This is annoying having to do this because my laptop died. I'm reading on my phone sideways. How do I break down the average sex barrier to tell my girlfriend I like some weird, kinky stuff? I'm scared she'll run for the hills. Strap-ons, bondage, threesomes, what do I do? Okay. I think it's silly that people say average sex stuff. I'm telling you what, like 80% probably, if not more, of people I've talked to are into that kind of stuff. Right. I don't think that's weird.
How many times have we had this conversation,
Alicia?
We've
had this conversation many times. I tell her all the time, I'm like, if Brett or I die, you are the first in my room. You clear out my bench by my bed. You clear out both of our nightstands. You clear out the top two drawers of my dresser underneath my bed. Get my sex swing out of there. Brett, so usually our bedroom door is shut. Like, I keep it shut. I don't let people in. Brett had a surgery this week, and he was laying in bed. His mom came over. I was not prepared. Should have been. Not. He was laying in bed. She's like, I'm just going to go see him for a second. What am I going to do? Tell her no?
Right.
And I see her, so I walk her in there, and she instantly eyes to the swing, because the swing was up. Like it always is. I mean, who wants to fuss with taking it down?
Right. Seriously, it's your bedroom. Who
right. I told my son it's a plant holder.
He's like, why are there any plants in it?
I'm like, they died.
I was like, I gotta find the right ones.
They died. What am I gonna do? Go have him go to school telling his friends, like, my mom has a fucking swing in her room? It's for my plants. But anyways, lube on the nightstand. Like, literally, her eyes met with everything. My sex drawer was cracked open. I'm sure she saw the cord hanging out of it. Anyways, so no, I don't think an average sex, like, I'm sure if you started talking to her and were like, hey, like, I don't know how long you guys have been dating, but this is what I'm into. If you're not comfortable with that, that's fine. But I don't feel like you should hide what you are really into from the person that maybe you could be building a relationship with, because then what? Like, even Brett and I, we weren't comfortable all the way discussing what we were into. And then, like, a year in, it took us like a year. I mean, we did like crazy stuff, but never like involving other things.
Right.
And like a year in, he had said something to me one time, and we were like watching a porn or something, and this girl squirted. Okay. And I was like, I didn't know it was a deal. Like a thing people, I was always like, thought it was weird. And I was like, oh, I can do that. He looked at me like I had shot him in the face. He's like, we've been together a fucking year and you're just now telling me that you can do that. I was like, I thought it was weird. Like, I grew up, like, ashamed. Like, right, I didn't know what I was doing. Mm-hmm. So, I was like, ashamed of it. And he's like, what the fuck? Like, we went at it for, like, 3 hours that night, like, on towels. I'm like, yeah, I can do it. And I was excited. And then he's like, I'm into this. And I'm like, where is Amazon? Because we have an order to make. Because I'm into that shit, too. Like, right. I love that. Like, spit in my fucking mouth. Let's go. You know what I mean, though? Yes. So, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think if somebody was into something that you necessarily weren't comfortable with, if you really like this person, would you try it?
I would try it. I would try anything if I was in a relationship with somebody and, you know.
What's something you wouldn't try?
Wouldn't try? I don't even know.
Like, I could never do the, you know, when people, like, do the pet stuff.
Oh, yeah, no. You know what I'm no, talking? No, no. I couldn't. Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. I definitely couldn't do
like,
that.
To where they, like, have the girl down on her knees and he's, like, dominant, like, over that. I like dominant men.
Yes, me
I
too.
I like that. But I don't think I could ever be demeaned, like, in a way, like, lick my feet. Like, yeah, I'm not putting that down. Not. People are into that and that's okay. I personally, I think it would make me... I've never had, like, a trigger experience where somebody is taking control over me, thankfully. But I feel like that would trigger something in me just being a woman and knowing about those things. I would feel out of control.
Yes.
And because I trust who I'm with now, I don't mind, some of that stuff right now, but that's, I don't feel I would be comfortable with that.
I wouldn't be
even sometimes
either.
Like we have the straps under our mattress and all that stuff. I almost sometimes have to mentally tell myself like, you can get out. He'll let you go.
Right.
Like, I sometimes get a little nervous and I have to take my mind away from that. Because when I'm not in control, I'm in control of all aspects of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Except in the bedroom.
Exactly.
And so I have to, like, flip that. Mm-hmm. But I would never want to be dominant over him.
Yeah, no. I like them to tell me what
to do. Yes, I'm in control of myself all day.
Yes, exactly.
Somebody else tell me. Tell me what to do.
Right.
Yes.
Tell me what you want me to do. What am I doing?
Yeah, so I say be open and honest with her, and 9 out of 10, she's going to be like, get the strap on, get the bondage, like, I have a girlfriend that's ready, like, threesomes, here we come. I feel like you should just be honest. Okay, 26, I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years, but back when we first got together, I cheated on him. It was with somebody he knows, and we see almost daily. I didn't think our relationship was going to go this far, and my guilt is terrible. It's even worse that every time I see his friend, I remember how amazing our sex was and that I want to do it again. What is wrong with me? My boyfriend is great, amazing, and kind, but so boring in bed. Do I tell? Do I leave? Is sex a deal breaker? I'm dying inside. Any suggestions? Okay, so first point is you cheated in the beginning. I wouldn't tell.
No.
It's 3 years in.
No.
That's gone.
As long as you're not doing it.
And she's saying he's a good guy. Like, why crush him 3 years later and he's going to look back on everything.
I agree.
Thinking you were cheating the whole time. If you only did, like... And how soon into the relationship? Like, I remember my ex. I cheated on him, like, 2 days into our relationship. But he fucking disappeared. Like, that dude disappeared daily.
Yes,
like, and he found out and was, like, so pissed. And when he cheated on me 3 months in, he's like, that was to get back at you. I'm like, motherfucker, I didn't even know, like, how old you were yet. Like, I cheated on you 2 days in. We're living together and you cheated on me. Two different things.
Very true.
So, it is. So, I wouldn't tell with that. The fact that it's a friend you guys see every day... I'm kind of at a loss for that one.
Yeah, no.
As to if she should tell. And for her to say that she... I'm not judging you. But for you to say that you can only think about the amazing sex and your boyfriend is boring.
Maybe tell your boyfriend he needs to step it
up. I was going to say, guide him through. Or, like, give him tips on, like...
Uh-huh.
Why are guys allowed to be like, oh, yeah, like... Or push our heads down or whatever. But when a girl says... Oh, move to the left or do this. Or exactly. Like, don't tell me what to do. Like, be vocal about it. But then you asked, do I leave? And that right there stands out to me because it tells me that you're, like, curious if somebody else's opinion, like, you've already thought about it and maybe you want to leave. I don't know. You asking that question is almost telling me that you do want to leave and sex a deal breaker. I think sex becomes a deal breaker when you're vocal mm-hmm. about what you want to need and it still doesn't come through.
Exactly.
If sex, I couldn't be with somebody with sex that was boring.
I feel you on that one.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah. And I've been with somebody who is boring, like missionary bedroom only. Bleh. Mm. But at the time, like, I was young in my last relationship, so I wasn't vocal. I feel like as women, we think guys know everything about sex.
Right.
Because they started at such a young age, they watch porn, like, they're professionals. And they're not. They're professional watchers.
Yes.
They're not professional doers.
Exactly.
So I was never vocal about what a guy should be doing or where should we do it or what position we should do it. I was always kind of the submissive one that just did it. So I can't blame my last relationship on being boring because I wasn't vocal about all the things I liked. And right. I like a lot. And as I'm growing as a person, I'm discovering that I like a lot.
Exactly.
That I probably didn't know back then.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have been vocal to him about your sex life being boring and he's not changing, that to me is a deal breaker. Do I think if you want to stay with him, do I think you should tell him that you cheated? No. I am at a loss for seeing the friend every day.
Yeah, that one's.
That one's tough because then it's almost like if it were to come out, that is crushing to your boyfriend if he ever found out.
Yes.
Which 9 times out of 10, if that person's in your life every day, they're going to find out.
Mm-hmm.
So I would question that more of when it's going to come out, what are you going to do?
Right.
Because exactly. It will come out. That mm-hmm. friend's going to get mad or jealous, or maybe he's feeling the same way about her. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And he wants to see a hookup with her and he like just gets pissed off and tells a friend.
Yep. I can see that happening. Definitely.
Or maybe he even has proof like in their texts or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right back in. Tell me what you did. I have to know. No. I want to know. Okay. Deal breaker for you with sex. What's just a deal breaker? We talked about just being like boring and lazy, but is there any like thing that you wouldn't, any things you wouldn't do? You said that you would do stuff like if you love that person or whatever. Now, if somebody just wanted to hook up with you randomly, would you do their kink that they were into that night?
No.
Never.
Probably not.
What if you were into it? You still wouldn't do it with a random?
Maybe.
Or is it just trying something new that would scare you?
It would probably just trying something new that would scare me.
Yeah.
That's weird. Being in a relationship. That's, yeah. I'll try anything new if I'm in a relationship.
Let me tell you how I got this ring. She's like, I'll do anything. Okay. Have you ever had a guy suck at oral? On you?
No.
Hmm? Loki.
Oh, and for some reason they just love doing it.
Yeah, I've had a guy suck.
I've never had a guy suck. It's kind of nice.
I just mouthed you the word. I hope nobody heard me whisper. Sucked. Like I don't like sloppy.
Right.
Like girls are sexy sloppy on the dick, but a girl doesn't want to feel like, I don't want to feel your slobber going down to my butthole.
Yep. I feel you on that.
I don't want to. And don't look at me. Like guys love when girls look at them.
They love it.
And that's
fine. I hate it.
I feel like you're a little,
look at me.
I feel like you're a puppy dog drinking out of the water bowl when I'm walking towards you. Don't, like, girls have to concentrate. Like, for guys, it's a visual thing. Like, I see the girl on my dick. Girls can't see you licking.
Right.
They can't really see.
Right.
We just see you, like, fucking, what's the guy from Home Improvement peeking over the fence?
Yes! That's what you see, too. Like,
you just,
oh,
see their, you just see their eyes judging you.
And you're like, to God.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no, it's horrible. It's
I feel
horrible.
You on that one. I hate it. And
I don't like
fucking
it.
Fucking love to look. Like, no. Don't look at me. Just let me enjoy
it. And I have to, like, I have to go, even it can feel great. I have to go into a mindset, though. I have to go into a mindset because girls, we're hard on ourselves sometimes because it does take us a little longer
mm-hmm.
to get there. Guys can be 3 minutes
exactly.
if you set a timer on
yes,
them.
You,
like,
sure can.
You can do that. Girls can be, though, 10 minutes. And I'm a little nervous. Like, are you tired? Like, I'm thinking all these things. Are you tired of doing that? Is this okay? Like, am I okay? Like, did I forget to shave my bowl? Like, girls' minds just wander. And I think that that's a struggle.
Yes.
is because we get in our minds a lot. So the last fucking thing we want is you looking at me like a puppy.
Yes.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
Your eyes should, it should look like you're sleeping.
Right. Look down.
And for the love of God, use your fingers. Like, if yes. I'm using my hands to give you a blowjob, why that would you like think yes. that you shouldn't use your fingers? Why would you think? Mm-hmm. Or even a toy. Like, Brett loves toys. Fuck.
Right.
I'm down. Thanks for bringing it up because I never would have thought, you know? And he's funny, though, because he, like, is a fucking scientist. Like, he'll be down there for, like, an hour to where I'm like, I can't take anymore. Like, my vagina's swollen, and if you want to hit this still,
right,
we're going to need to get going because I'm not going to be able to walk for the next couple of days because you get swollen, like, yes. when they're just going in. Mm-hmm. And he's a big lover of lots of things, like fingers everywhere and multiple, like, to where my stomach hurts. And I'm like, okay, wrap it up.
You know?
Right. He's like studying me like a fucking under a magnifying glass. He's down there and I'm just, I'm loving life. But at the same time, I don't know. I don't even know where my question was. I don't even know what my question was.
Yes, I don't even remember.
Let's see. I don't even know. Oh, bad oral. So I have. My last person, like I said, was just very sloppy.
My last person was great.
Good for fucking you.
Like, I could take it. I'll give it here.
You're like, that's my favorite thing. Like, for a long time, I didn't like it. And I was always in my head about it because I had previous of not liking it. So I was like, this just doesn't work for me. But like you said, just having the right person, mm-hmm. you're like, this works for me.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you like watching porn together? If you're with somebody, would you watch porn with them?
I would watch it. I'm, to be completely honest, I've never watched porn with somebody I've been in a relationship
No.
with.
No.
Nope.
Huh. It's fun. You should, your next one nighter, you should like just have porn on when they walk in. Like, sup?
What's up?
I always thought it was interesting because for the longest time, like, obviously guys watch porn. And it used to bother me. I think when I was in different relationships, I didn't have trust. Like, it made me self-conscious. Now I don't mind, but I would always ask Brett, and I'd be like, what are you, like, into? Like, what do you watch? And in the beginning, our relationship got even before Blake was born, so a couple months we were together, he would never tell me. Like, wouldn't tell me. It was like, I'm not, like, why the fuck would you want to know? But I've always been good at making people uncomfortable with sex, so I would keep pushing it. Like, I want to know everything.
Right.
Tell me now. So, yeah, he, like, finally told me stuff, and I'm like, well, I'm into that stuff, too. Like, let's watch it together. But at first, it was awkward. Even though we were comfortable sexually, like, watching other people, and it's almost like you got to let down a barrier of going, I like this, and not laughing at it. Like, we would laugh in the beginning, like, oh, huh, like, look at her butthole. He's got a huge dick. Like, it was kind of awkward. But, yeah, now it's, like, on our TV.
Like, all the time.
There's an app for that.
I don't know. Oh, great.
I think it is a lot of fun. I think, especially if you've been together longer, and, I mean, or even, like, we have different schedules. Like, he goes to bed at 6 o'clock. Like, my schedule is so weird, and with a kid and school, and like, we really have to work in the time. I like, we'll set alarms, like, I'll go in there at 9 o'clock, and like, you know, we have to set times. And so having to make sure that everything's still good, like on the weekends we're like watching porn tonight, like this will be fun, like we pull out all the stuff, like we're going at it for like hours on the weekend because it's so hard to find that alone time to have for a long amount of time. Exactly. If he has to get up at 2 a.m, yeah, mm-hmm. I can come in there at 9, but do I want to keep you
awake.
Busy and awake for 2 hours?
Exactly.
You know, so we'll cut it down to a half hour, and we still have to find that excitement though.
Mm-hmm.
So I like porn. I think that's a cool thing for people. We already talked about that because I'm a skipper. Mm-hmm. Okay. What gives you confidence in and out of the bedroom? Like, where does your confidence come? Are you confident in yourself sexually when you're with a guy? Are you confident?
Not really, no.
No? Mm. What do you think makes you not confident?
Just because I'm so shy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you're shy because, like, you're not in the relationship yet, so you're nervous if you do something wrong or something?
I think so, yes. I think that's exactly the reason.
Well, we're going to work on that because you have a vagina and you have all the power, and they need to fucking know that. This is Alicia's world, and we're just welcome in it. This is how we're working with this. I feel like it really is a full circle of, like, when people say confidence comes from the inside, working on building that confidence, which I always talk about on our podcast, of positive affirmations with yourself and waking up in the morning and knowing every day, of building yourself up. Like, fuck other people. Like, yeah, you can be nice to them, but would you say what you say to yourself to your friend? No.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, just always building people up. I tell you all the time, you're beautiful and you're lovely and, you know, I think I just love you so much and I wish I could see you more, but we are fucked up world right now.
Yes.
And I'm just, I don't know. I always think to myself, if you could see yourself the way your friends see you, you would glow more, like your true friends.
Right. Yes. Yeah. I agree.
And just studying yourself more. And even with me working on just knowing that I might not be good enough for everybody else, but I'm good enough for myself. Mm-hmm. And you guys just get to walk along with me in this journey.
Yes.
You know?
I agree.
So I think just having confidence outside of the bedroom brings it inside of the bedroom. Because I know what you're talking about, of just feeling nervous and things like that. And even Brett, he's like, for Christmas, I know what I want. And in the almost nine years we've been together, I have asked him, let's make like a tape. Like, I want to, and we've done it like on cell phones before or whatever. I'm like, I have a professional camera. I want a fucking tape. I said, and I want it like worked out. I want the camera moved around the bedroom.
Right.
I want different angles.
And I want it all.
I want
my
own porn video. I want to see me living my best life when I'm 30 years from now, I want to watch this tape. And he's like, that's what I want for Christmas. Let's do it. And I'm like, fucking finally, with good quality, like we don't got to look at a little screen to watch ourselves. So it was, though, because I don't think I was ever confident before that, like, and he's never made me not feel confident. It's just within ourselves.
Yes.
In finding that, like, yeah, okay, I have a double chin sometimes, and yeah, okay, like, I put on a little bit of weight at Christmas time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and you can't let that take away from how you feel all the time. And not last but not least, one more. Sorry, guys. You thought you got away. What are your expectations you hold for your future relationships with sex and communication? So, like, if you got into a relationship tomorrow and they said, what do you need from me sexually? Like, would it just be, like, loyalty? Like, you know what I mean? What do you expect from them? Just for you to be
loyal and talk to me and...
You want them to be honest with what they like. What if somebody told you they didn't like something about what you did? Would that hurt your feelings or would you take constructive criticism on that?
Constructive criticism. If you don't like it, I might be able to not do what, you know what I mean? Like what I've been doing and change it.
Well, and it's like, I don't understand why people get offended. We've definitely had talks to where I'm like, I don't like when you do that. And I don't like when you, and he's told me, I don't like when you do that. And I'm like, cool, I'm not going to do it again.
Right.
Because I think it's strange that people just think we're going to know each other's bodies. Mm-hmm. And that we're going to know what's nice and feels good. Like,
exactly.
We're not.
You got to work with each other to try and figure things out.
Well, yeah. And just in communication, like, I always say, don't talk about it after sex. Because you're in that, like, glow and your endorphins are flowing. And this is, they call it, like, the after thoughts. All these thoughts pile in. Like, did I regret that? Do I want to do that again? Oh, God, I need to get out of here. You know?
Right,
like,
yes.
All the thoughts flow through. And I always think having it outside the bedroom, all of our sex conversations are at the table or in the living room or when we're just watching TV. Like, don't do it when you're in the mode. Don't do it before sex. Don't do it after sex. Do it random. So I think that's really... I think that's really important in communication with sex stuff. But like you said, just, I feel like loyalty, like that's my biggest turn on, knowing you're loyal and knowing
that's
that
my,
like,
biggest turn on too.
I could toss 100 girls his way and being like, okay, I'm confident in myself. I believe you won't do that. But if you did, I'm good. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like just feeling that. I don't think a lot of people have that in themselves or ever find it or work towards it.
Right.
I think that's really hard to work towards. And that's why I do this thing. Okay. Last but not least, finally, as a part of loving yourself completely, do you have a favorite sex toy?
I literally have two sex toys. I guess my little bullet vibrator is probably my favorite right now.
Yeah. Didn't I get you your first sex toy?
Yes.
I think Brett and I sent you a sex toy, right?
Me too.
Oh, are those the two you have? Are you kidding me? Those are the only two you still have?
Well, I'm not gonna lie, the little bullet died, so I had to get more.
But at least you got more.
I did. I got
more. You found what you liked.
Yes.
I'm gonna punch you. I'm taking you sex toy shopping. Like, are you fucking with me? You're 31 and have two?
Oh,
I had two when I was 16.
No.
I always thought when we lived together, you could hear mine, but
I sure couldn't. Nope, you were good on that one.
So I like the bullets, but I struggle if they're not strong enough.
Yes.
That's annoying.
Yes.
Or like if you're, it's almost like the battery's low, but it's not low, and that's just as high as it fucking goes.
Yep. I have to change the battery every once in a while.
When you get fresh batteries, though.
Oh, it's bad. Like,
you won the lottery. You're like, oh my God. Like, this is what it is.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. So I do like those. I like to use those kind like when he's in or even when he's giving me oral or whatever. Like, I think those are great for partner play. I recently was so excited to get this wand, okay? I paid a shitload of money for it, more than I'd like to admit. It plugs in.
Oh.
So it never goes dead. Like, okay. And it has a long cord. You don't need like an extension cord across your bed. It's got a nice long cord. And so the one thing I don't like is because it's intense. It has like 9 modes on it, which is cool. I don't like, it feels like a fucking jackhammer that I'm holding. It's like this big.
Oh gosh.
It's like as long as my fucking forearm. And so when I'm home, I'm like a goddamn penis in my hands. I just feel so weird. And so when we always get excited when we get new sex toys because we like to use them together. And he's like, let's use this one. And we were just like dying. I'm like, he was intrigued. Of course, guys. Like, they don't care. I'm sitting here feeling like I'm working on the railroad. I'm like, what is happening right now? And why is my whole vagina numb? Because this thing's like, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
I don't mind it. I'm going to say I don't mind it, but... I think, and I like the, you'll have to look for these. So it's like the curved ones that go inside.
I think I saw a couple of those when I was scrolling.
Those are good to use with your bullet.
Okay.
Like it hits both spots. Where's the firecracker?
Boom.
Boom. There it is. That's a really good combination. So, but yeah, and I also see, which I want to try. So one toy I swear I don't have, the suction ones. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I was scrolling trying to find my little vibrator.
I love the Adam and Eve website. So they have like it's like a suction thing. And you like stick it on your clit. But I see people love them. Like their reviews are great. I don't know though. I've only ever dealt with like vibrations.
Right.
So I'm not sure. Like, I'm like, does it...
I'm like trying to mouth it with my hands. Like, I don't even understand. Like, what do I do with my hands?
I'm going to try it. That's my next purchase. But Brett, we went between that one and this new wand one I got because they're both pretty pricey. He's like, you like the vibration stuff. But now I feel like moving on, I'm going to try that one instead of my jackhammer.
Well, definitely let me know how you feel about it.
I will. Well, thank you so much, Alicia, for coming on tonight. And you did it. And I think that you were very nervous and you did so good. And again, Happy New Year to everybody. This will be our first episode out in the year 2021. So you got to help christen the new year with me. All right, you guys, that was it. That was the episode. Oh, I hope you loved it so much. I had so much fun. We talked for so long, and I'm so glad that we were able to fit so much into such a short amount of time. And we continued talking and even re-listening to the episode to see what it sounded like. We were dying laughing again. I hope you all enjoy it, and it gives you a little light to your day and maybe even a little perspective into your body and knowing that you should always feel confident in yourself. And if you're working towards that, you will get there. There will be a day when you say, oh my gosh, I can't believe I ever didn't think 100% of myself. That's what we're all aiming for, is feeling confident in our bodies, feeling confident in our minds, and feeling confident enough to make our partner feel confident in us and with them, and to always feel strong together. And if you are single, that you should have expectations and that you're not asking for too much, and tell people what you want and be vocal, because that is caring for yourself. Oh, I love you guys so much. Happy 2021. Continue loving yourself completely. Write into lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com. Make sure you leave a rating and a review. And I love you guys. Have a great, great day.